Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
Last night, I triggered one of the things on television was dying in the theater. You know, to see those African countries, animals are still uncomfortable wearing shoes.
Well, and then the tail wags the dog there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Tail wags the dog.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. And all I got to say is, Mr. Trump, tear down that hate.
was that the greatest president ever?
Oh, man, the great debater.
It's your boy, Ronald Reagan, the Gipper.
The just, governor.
Just basically like, you know, them African monkeys. Just, wow, crazy. So
yeah, that was insane. But hey, here's what they think about you.
Right. It's funny because on the Washington Post, it was like, it's not surprising to African Americans. And well, you know what? It's one of these things. It's been in the ethos of the debate where you have white folks all the time trying to tell us that we're overreacting and these people aren't like that and they don't think that way. You know when somebody don't like you. I mean, that's what it just come down to. And white folks, a lot of white folks in this country been trying to tell African Americans about who don't like them.
Take your slice and go the fuck back to Africa.
How you gonna tell Sal what kind of pictures to hang in his fucking pizza shop?
Hey, yo, no doubt. Sal, how come there ain't no brothers on the wall?
Because there ain't no motherfucking brothers on the wall, nigga. It's my shop. Get your own shit. You can hang Malcolm X up, Martin, whoever the fuck you want.
Oh, shit. So
they was buying that pizza, though.
Yeah, they was. Yeah, they was. No doubt. So I have a quick story. So last weekend, obviously, we were out, and because I was supposed to, and I say supposed to, go to Newark, attend the, you know, house music festival or whatever. I didn't go. Life happens. You know, my mother is having some health issues, so I had to attend to that. You know what I mean? My wit was acting up, so I had to attend to that. And so I didn't make it. So I don't have any stories other than I didn't make it. Man, I didn't make it. But my next trip is the one in Baltimore. So we'll try again later.
You can walk to that one.
Oh, no doubt. Imagine that. He going to commandeer that hog, that big, that horse.
They're like, what we telling stories, is Ride On doing on the Beltway?
Oh, no doubt. Can I get in with some stories?
My man.
Okay, so first one, the most fresh one, as y'all know, I'm out here and I do have whips, but I ain't trying to drive in this traffic to and from work. So I catch the Silver Line. It takes me straight up the 110 to downtown. I get off, walk cross street. I'm at work, right? So in the mornings, it'd be, you know, motherfuckers dressed in their regular work shit, just going to work. But on the way home, yo, it'd be any and everybody on that shit. And today, in particular, I'm gonna tone my language. Fuck it. There was this light skinned, big, heavy chick who looked fairly professional. Got all up on the bus, and just as the door was closing, she throws a fucking bottle out the fucking door. And I'm like, "What the fuck, yo? You couldn't hold that shit? Just like in the street, threw the fucking bottle." So had that. Then we riding a little bit down the freeway, as they call it out here. And we get to the next stop. I think it was Manchester or some shit. And this big, heavy, dark-skinned chick with a whole lot of hair. And looked like she had attitude to match. Was trying to get off the bus. And this, I'm saying, kind of Mexican-looking young man. Didn't move fast enough. Doors closed. Yo, B, I'm trying to temper my language. Yo, first of all, she shoved the kid, and then she came all the way up here from 12 o'clock and slapped him across his back. And all I could think was like, God damn, if he knocks her the fuck out, I can't do shit. I don't want to see no woman get hit. but I don't want to see nobody get hit. So they out there throwing, well, she out here throwing hands recklessly. But he didn't really do nothing. He looked at her like he wanted to, but I guess he saw me and a couple other brothers sitting there, and he was like, I'm going to just go ahead and chalk this one.
Wow.
But the bigger story of the day, and this one is directly towards you, King Killer.
So the bigger story, you had the light-skinned chick looking like Michael Jackson and the dark-skinned chick looking like Michael Jackson, and now you got a bigger story.
But like 12 Michael Jacksons, to be honest with you. You know, he was a little frail thing, but they was big. But anyway... went to a gas station out here in Carson, California, a couple days ago. Just, you know, minding my business. And after I got some gas, I was like, shit, I'm going to get a juice or a Snapple or something out this bitch. I go in there, and I'm paying. And it was a, you know, I'm going to say Egyptian lady behind the counter. And this little South American man, because he couldn't have been from Mexico because of what he said. But as he's walking towards the door from the register, and I'm getting at the register, pulling out my money, I hear him saying something. And I'm like, the fuck? And she starts telling him to get out. Get out. You got to go. He's like, no, you got to watch out for them niggers. Them niggers are just bad. A nigger killed my brother and a drug-dealing Mexican. And I'm sitting there. It's like I had two options, right? Punch this motherfucker square in his nose and knock him to clean the fuck out, or play with him. So what I did, I chose B. I'm like, oh, you don't like niggers? What did niggers do, man? You know, I'm just going all in, and I could just see him getting, he's a little dude, said G style.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So there was no need in me, you know, doing nothing crazy, but yo, when I walked up to him, should have seen him get out that door to get the fuck up around from there.
Oh, okay. So
I'm saying, it's just like, I'm witnessing this kind of shit, yo. It's like, what the fuck is going on with people out here in this world right now?
Well, I mean, obviously, I don't want to get in, because we know what's going on in this world right now. Now, was that directed towards me because I'd have hit him over the head with the Snapple bottle?
Yeah, you'd probably body slam that little dude.
You'd have snapped the Snapple off on his ass.
So, yeah. You know, and then he'd have had another nigga story.
Oh, yeah, he would have had a good one.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm going to admit this later on. I regretted not making him pay for that shit.
Hey, man, I regretted it. You know, fuck it. We got to do what we got to do when the time is presented to us. You know what I mean? It's not, look, it's not always good to be, you know, to be even putting a motherfucker like that inside of a can, which I would have tried to do. But it's not always good.
You'd have tried to Oscar and grouch his ass.
Man, nigga. Again, he'd have had one hell of a nigga story.
Because he's saying some shit. I mean, you know, he had a, you know, a South American accent, so I couldn't really, you know. But then when she started telling him to get out, I said, oh, he's saying nigger with the hard ER.
Oh, man, not the hard ER.
The hard ER, B.
Not the emergency room joint, huh?
That's what he needed.
He hit you with the hard ER.
Shit.
Yeah, he did.
Wow. All right, yo, let's get into the show properly. I'm sure our guests and listeners want us to get right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest show is Chuck D sues his music label, well, not his music label, a music label, for $1 million. Chuck D claims that the record label created a complex master plan to hide money from him. And he said it was hidden transactions, false and fraudulent copyright registrations, and other accounting tricks. Chuck D claims that he lost 42% stake in his music catalog as it existed from 2012 onward. Chuck D is going after the label in excess of $1 million, and he wants full ownership of his songs, masters, the whole deal. Anybody can get jerked. It's surprising Chuck D, considering his wealth of knowledge and how the system works and his time at Def Jam, you gotta figure that this was just straight fraudulent. You know, like, okay, yeah, Chuck D think he signed this, but he signed that. Is that, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Is that possible when you don't have a lawyer saying, okay, this is what you sign in? These are the terms of the deal.
Go ahead, Kurt.
Yeah, I'm more along the lines of you thinking that Chuck D got to be smarter than that, and thinking that I'm giving Chuck D the benefit of the doubt. That's what I'm doing right here. So this is where I'm coming from. The fact that he got jerked, like after getting jerked at Def Jam, I can't see how he possibly could have got jerked again, especially like you said, with the wealth of knowledge that he has and knowing how niggas get down. So I'm thinking that this is straight up and down nothing but fraud. They niggas just took his shit.
Right, and that's what I mean. I'm thinking Chuck D signed a particular deal, and they're just saying, fuck the deal. You know what I'm saying? I know how much money and revenue's getting generated. And like Chuck D said, fraudulent copyright claims. I mean, he's not doing that with any of his knowledge. They're just forging and fraudulent on him. That's where I'm thinking he's coming from.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, looking at both sides of it, I will say that, yeah, that's definitely a possibility what could have happened. But also what could have happened is we know lawyers get paid a lot of money, right? They get paid a lot of money to trick motherfuckers or to put words over motherfuckers that they don't understand and shit like that. So it's very possible that he could have signed some shit that he even read and it sounded and thought it was right. But when it comes to contracts and lawyers, B, you can be as smart as you think you are.
Yeah, but then wouldn't that mean that, let's say, Chuck D lawyer had to be personally involved? I'm talking about a guy.
No, I thought you said that he didn't have attorneys. I thought you said that he just signed some shit.
Oh, no. See, I'm assuming that Chuck had a lawyer representing his behalf. That's where I'm like reading the story and I'm reading into this. And I'm like, damn, you know, I can see a new artist, how most new artists get jerked. But somebody like Chuck D, I'm like, really? I know he had a lawyer in there. You know what I mean?
There are some lawyers that are smarter than other lawyers. Well, I ain't going to say smarter, but more knowledgeable than of the law and shit than other lawyers. It happens.
Indeed. So, yo, shout to Chuck, man. I hate to hear that. But anybody in this record industry can get jerked. There's no question about that. There's no question about that.
Next time you get jerked.
Yo, of course.
Yeah, you better believe it, nigga.
Damn.
Wheezy F, baby.
That's the worst type of jerk right there. The nigga that's supposed to be your boy, supposed to be your daddy.
I don't know, man. What's worse? Is Wheezy F, baby or a Parrish Smith Eric Sermon jerk?
That's the same type of jerk.
Same type of
jerk? Yeah, that's the people that you standing next to every day hanging out with. Who supposed to be cool with? Supposed to be your man's 50 grand.
Mm. What about a Robert Diggs jerk? You know, woo. I mean,
that's the same thing.
Same thing?
That's the same type of jerk, B. I'd rather get jerked by niggas that you don't even fucking know, because you could take that, even though you ain't going to like that shit, that shit's going to fuck you up. But you don't know this nigga and he just straight jerked you, but somebody that you see every fucking day and it's on stage with you, doing shit with you, rocking with you every day.
So if I pull
and jerking the shit out of you.
So if I pull up in a 7 series, y'all niggas gonna wanna know what's good.
I'm like, nigga.
Wait a minute. I'm still riding around in this Jeep and this nigga pulling up in the fucking big Benz.
Like, oh man, you got a settlement, my nigga? Because I know you ain't
in the
jerk
in
us.
The buggy eye joint, too.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Some of the greatest whips DC's ever seen. So, yeah, I mean, right. Go ahead, Igor, you was going to make a point to that about getting jerked, your man versus a stranger.
Shit, I lost that fast because that shit you said was funny. But yeah, I guess if it comes back to me, I'll bring it up. But it doesn't matter. Oh, I got it. I don't want to rehash that Wu-Tang series shit we watched or whatever. But it appears to me that my man had a plan the whole time along. And so it was a disconnect totally, because he was like, fuck that love. This is business.
Right.
And the other people who was providing the content and the star power wasn't on that. They was like, oh, it's all love, God.
Mm.
And it wasn't. So you have to be, you know, even if it's a family, you gotta, that paperwork is, it ain't personal, it's business sometimes, most of the time.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, they say family and business don't mix.
No doubt.
How the fuck are we making it? Must be because we broke.
No doubt. All right, let's get it rocking here. What do I got next? Oh, yes, your boy Jamie Dupree still jive in the news after his thrashing, his public thrashing about female MCs. He's still talking. Says he took a lot of risk putting out Money Ain't a Thing with Jay-Z. So I'm reading the headline.
What risk is that?
There you go.
Jay was the hottest nigga running.
Okay.
How the fuck is that a risk?
Okay. According to Mr. Dupree, okay, Mr. Dupree says that he had a lot of pushback up at the label. He said when he came to the label with the Money Ain't a Thing as a single, you know, the label said to him, nah, we ain't trying to put out this Jay-Z shit. We need the next single need to be Sweetheart featuring Mariah Carey. You know what I mean? And he said the label bosses was like, oh, you mean who's this Jay-Z? He's not bigger than Mariah Carey, so we ain't trying to spend that money. Okay? Of course, he knew the Sweetheart with Mariah Carey would be a hit. But according to Mr. Dupree, he said he wanted his album to be viewed to the masses as a rap album. And the Jay-Z record Money Ain't a Thing was key to that success. And I'm like you. He's up at the label groveling to get money for this single and the video and the whole shit. He said, you got a room full of executives. 50% of the executives is like, who's Jay-Z? The other 50% of the executives is like, Jay-Z is hot. So he said he had to struggle and took a lot of chances. But like Kurt G said, at that particular time in the 90s, Jay's doing no wrong. Everything he touches platinum. There is no risk. Even Jamie Dupree, he may have to grovel up at the label for that money, but that was no risk. Once again, you know, you support your man, and you know he's getting jammed up over this female rapper thing. On point, you know, on the point argument, he's right. There you go. Here we go again. You know, you want to make a mountain out of a molehill and shit. Talking about, you know, some Jay-Z shit. A record with Jay-Z, okay, is a risk. Come on, man. Come on, man.
He was on his side, though, B. You had his back, though.
Right? Yeah, and I did.
He was down with him. This week, you're like, get over here.
I'm. Come on, B. Come on, Swervin'. Putting Jay-Z on the record at that time, that's a risk.
Yeah, he's bugging, B. Come on, yo.
I don't know
yo,
who he's trying to convince.
Jay-Z was, shit, he was becoming the man he is today by doing all that shit he was doing and making, he was that dude. So how was it a risk?
B, there was absolutely no risk. And we're all three in agreement on this one. There was zero risk. The executives that didn't know who the fuck Jay-Z was is probably not working in the industry anymore.
Indeed.
How the fuck you don't know who that nigga was? But I couldn't see how the fuck he could even say that out of his mouth with a straight face. That was a risk.
So all that being said, part two, and then it's part two, but I got to be honest with you. I have never listened to Jamie Dupree Presents Life in 1472. I never listened to it. I mean, I know what Money Ain't a Thing sounds like, and I probably know what any other singles off that joint may sound like, but I never have listened to that record.
And I'm with you. I did not listen to, I listened to the ones that, the singles that came out. I know those, but the whole album? No, I did not check the whole album.
Swerve, have you heard it?
You know how the baseball game, when there's a strikeout, they put the big K on the goddamn wall. Yeah, there's no fucking way.
Swing and a miss.
And it's funny because in that statement, he's like, he wanted the masses to see that album as a rap album. And, you know, I can imagine at that time at So So Def, I mean, he had Jay on it. I'm sure the Brat was on it. Shit, I don't know if he was still trying to cross, you know, bring Crisscross out. I don't, you know, Usher was probably on it, you know, he had a lot of whatever the top 90s R&B. I don't know what kind of MCs he had on that motherfucker. But I'm sure people on the text chain going to tell me I was bugging. That nigga got some joints on there.
I don't think nobody on the text not chain in the text chain, text chain that shit. Okay. Maybe one person, okay. But not all.
I don't know, man. The text chain was wilding over that Outkast shit this past week, yo. What the fuck, yo?
Niggas was they passionate about certain groups, my nigga.
Okay, you can be passionate about that. Here we're dealing with Outkast outside of Otto Wild and what's that other one, Speaker Box shit.
Hold on before you go in.
All right.
See, for people that ain't on the text chain, let's let them in to what happened.
All right. Who restarted this shit?
Diff did a poll
and Southern Cadillac Music, is it a classic album?
Okay, that was
Diff.
Okay,
yeah,
and I remember you was talking about that shit.
Oh, I was in it. Yeah, you was in it.
I seen your name up there. Okay, my bad. So Diff started this shit saying, is it a classic album?
Right.
And
how I got into it, because I just said I'm riding with Diff. I thought it was a very good record, but I didn't think it was a classic.
Oh, that nigga Diff got smacked around at the beginning.
Nigga,
so he was down for the count for a couple minutes. So I was like, oh, he's getting beat down. Nah, he's down again.
And I was riding with Diff.
It was a landslide, by the way.
It was. And obviously, but now I'm going to go in, because outside of that Otto Wild or whatever, however you pronounce that shit, and that Speaker Box Love Below, okay, which again had individual cuts on it, Outkast really hadn't made a bad record outside of those two records.
Well, actually, Speaker Box Love Below.
Oh, that sold a lot.
It had a lot of. That was their biggest seller.
Yes, it was.
It had a lot of joints on there that niggas didn't remember. A lot of singles, a lot of memorable shit on there. But like I said, it was the least hip hop album.
Yeah, right. A lot of shit on there too, though, especially. Andre's side.
Well, from album number one up, you know, right. No one is saying those records are bad. Again, it's just like, you know, but if you're not, those who love it is like, yo, that's a fucking classic. Right,
so
you
Southern
bugging.
Playlistic is a classic.
It
to
is
a lot of
classic
people.
To me.
To Swervin.
To Swervin, it's a classic.
Not to me.
And to me, I'm going on the side of. I liked a lot of joints on that album. I ain't even gonna front.
It's a very good album.
Very, very good album.
Dumb good.
Very, very good. But to me, Outkast's career to me just kept escalating, and then it peaked at a point. And at that first album, I can't give them classic status. It's hot, very hot.
Can I give you my deciding factor? It came out in what, 92?
Okay, that's
okay. Sounds about right. Somewhere right. In there.
92, 94.
I thought somewhere, it was 94.
Yeah, wherever, yeah, in the 90s, early 90s, right.
And during that time, there was a whole lot of shit that I wasn't sure about. You know what I'm saying? There was definitely the shit that we got down with, but commercially from Atlanta, I just didn't get a whole lot of, you know, feelings from down there. And when that album came out and I heard the was it the remix version of Southern Play, which one is it? Is it Southern Playlistic? Cadillac?
Yes. I know what you're talking about. It's
that
the remix.
It's a remix.
Right. So when I heard that, I was like, God damn. I'm hearing their Southern slang and again, as I said on the text chain, it was like NWA when they smacked me, like, yo, this is just something different. We from LA. That's how I felt when I heard Outkast with that joint in Atlanta, and it just stuck to me. So, like you keep saying, it's a great album, a very good album, whatever you want to call it. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Very good album, whatever. But I'm recognizing that and the shift that it brought about. Didn't they bring? Wasn't that the whole Dungeon Dragon fam? I'm saying Dungeon Dragon. I've been smoking already.
Dungeon Family.
And specifically Organized Noise.
That Organized Noise. No doubt. That Organized Noise was on fire.
So, man. Again, but like I said, I don't want to go down that road again. It was, you know, text chain was crazy. But once again, speaking of the text chain, if you want to be involved in the inside baseball, or you want to be involved in the rough stuff, Because they could be rough and greaseball shit, rough stuff. The fuckery.
Not that greaseball.
Not greaseball on that type of shit.
Legit.
Like you and your niggas having
regular, regular type argument shit.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah. Anyway, you want to be involved, you got to be in the Hip Hop Digest text chain. Those of you who are new listeners, you know, each week we're raving about it because that's where all the action happens. So
a lot of good music, classic right, music.
No doubt. So as we talk about the text chain, Kurgi, tell them the entrance fee to the text chain.
The entrance fee is the same fee you have to pay if you're actually on the show as a guest. You need to give us your top three.
Personal.
Not top three of all time, but your personal that you like. And then you got to name the album that you first bought with your own money.
No doubt. Hip hop or otherwise.
What happens if they don't do it?
You're going to get hammered. Because niggas is going, not just you. They're going to get hammered immediately.
Right. Yeah. So.
Well, see, I'm the one that actually enters them in there. So I'm like, before I let you in here, reminder, introduce yourself with XXX.
Right.
You do it. I'm calling you out.
No doubt. So. No doubt. So we're going to jump off on the next topic. Mr. YBN Cordae names his top five MCs of all time. I'm going to read this. Now, Mr. Cordae can't be even 21 yet. I'm just saying. Okay? These are his top five MCs. In no order. He was like, you got Jay-Z. He's like, you got Nas. Then you got Tupac, then you got Biggie, and he said the fifth spot, I'll give it the Big L over Eminem. That's just my particular list. Now, as I read the list, I'm transported to The Godfather. When Michael is questioning, what's Connie's husband's name? But in any case, Michael says to him, Carlo, don't insult my intelligence. It upsets me when you insult my intelligence. Okay? Now look, the Young Bull doesn't have to do that, in my opinion. Okay? This is the one, again, there's 5-6 guys who, to me, you know, are on the people who don't know anything about rap. They're always on their list. It's always the J and the Pac and the Biggie and the Nas and the Eminem. You know what I'm saying? It's always those guys. Okay? You know, you don't know nothing about rap, but you know those names. And that's what Mr. Cordae, who on the Funk Flex, was doing his thing. Okay? And I'm thinking the Young Bull got some talent. No doubt about it. But this list, coming from people who, let's say, at the top of their game, every last one of them, he wasn't even born yet. Now, he may be studying, and he may really appreciate the lyrics if he's really studying, and somebody's saying, look, really, what I want you to do is study these guys, because, see, the people in your class don't reach this level. He may have somebody in his corner doing that, which is going to serve him well. But I'm like Michael in The Godfather. Don't insult my intelligence. It upsets me when you try to insult my intelligence.
And I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that 100. As far as saying that list is so pedestrian. It's just the shit you regurgitate. When you, like you said, you don't know shit about hip hop. You just say those names. But I'm going to give him one out.
Okay.
Just one. He gets a swing, and he might get a base hit off of this one. He is a young boy, like you say.
Right,
he's
right.
A young boy.
He ain't even 21.
Right, he ain't even 21. And the rap that he listens to, I'm going to say rap, because them niggas was commercial as hell. So he was listening to a lot of the shit that was being played on the radio. So his playlist that he curated over time, it's got those guys' music in it, and the pop music that they put out.
But B.
So he knows those guys from their pop music.
Yeah, but
he doesn't
B.
know it. They're not going to put a bunch of Black Thought and shit, Roots shit.
But B.
None of that shit's going to get played in his playlist because he doesn't know that shit. It wasn't pop like that.
B. The young bull is young like that. I'm expecting him to say his top. It starts with like Lil Wayne, shit like that.
See, let me get in, yo. I don't give many passes at all, and I don't expect them. So I say that to say I'm giving this young man a pass because he could have said a whole bunch of bullshit. Like you said, he's not even 21. So Rakim is not even in his fucking scope of...
B, I'm not looking for him. I'm not looking for him to say Black Thought Rakim. I'm looking for him to be honest and be like, well, Lil Wayne and whoever else was big at the in the Bling 90s, Turk, Juvie. You know what I mean?
You are unsatisfiable motherfucker. So let me ask you this. You got Nas saying some dumbass young boys... Or you got this young boy saying people to him that are old motherfuckers.
Oh, then that Nas shit was embarrassing. The Nas is worse. Nas is worse. Again, like I said, the young, first of all, this Mr. Corday, the way he sounded on Funk Flex, I'm like, okay, that's what's up. But even that, you got to temper yourself, okay? And I have examples of being careful and being tempered, okay? Because what Mr. Corday is, ladies and gentlemen, is that he's the new prince, okay? He's the new prince, meaning the new name that people who don't know anything about rap want to talk about. YBN Corday can rap. Now, there's a little history of that, okay? I think it really kind of starts, but maybe a little bit before, but certainly... It starts, I remember when Joey Badass was the prince coming in.
The new young boy.
The new young boy rhyming over muffled samples. Niggas is like, yo, that's what's good. He's bringing it back. I remember he was the new prince. Okay, yeah. Landed on a major, two failed albums, and his biggest record is Post Malone's biggest record, which he wrote. Okay, so let's temper that. Okay, next on that list, okay, but not so much in chronological order, but I remember Kendrick Lamar. You remember them days? Kendrick Lamar.
Watch out, B.
B, listen what I'm telling you. Kendrick Lamar, soon, kind of after a Good Kid, whatever that album, okay, he's the underground darling. He's the guy. He's the mister. Oh, if you don't know nothing about rap, say this name, Kendrick Lamar. You remember them shows? Kendrick Lamar! I'm not dissing Kendrick Lamar. I'm just saying, you know, you got guys who get this whole new prince, you know, the new prince thing.
You get the crown.
Right, you kind of get the crown as the new young bull who really can rock. Now, Mr. Corday, he's got it. Apparently, Mr. Corday's girlfriend is the young tennis player who blew up big at Wimbledon. So he's already putting the package together. High profile girl up at Funk Flex doing it. Niggas respecting his top five. Come on, man.
Maybe he's the next Jay-Z. Make another Jay-Z.
Don't insult my intelligence because it makes me upset when you insult my intelligence. So I'm looking through all of the... Nah, B, I'm looking through all of this. And I'm telling you, outside of a year from now or less, his biggest record is going to be some J. Cole trap shit. Garen fucking T it. Period. And all that highfalutin rap shit goes out the fucking window.
But BD, will you blame him for that?
I'm not blaming him. That's why I say don't try to come up here and bamboozle niggas with this Nas J top five shit. You know what I mean?
So you don't believe it at all.
So you
fuck no. His list probably starts with Lil Wayne and whoever else from that era and, you know, up to his age.
And why in this fucking day and age and climate of rap slash hip hop music would he lie to you, B?
B, I'm gonna explain why he would do that.
I'm gonna give you one reason that he would lie. I don't know if that's why he lied. If he lied. But the one reason is because look where he was at. Not that New York means anything anymore.
Clearly.
But because New York is just as fucking trap as anybody else. But the fact that he was there and he knows that that was the Mecca at one point, that let me name these names. Here, I know I can get some respect if I name these names. So that's another reason. That's a reason to lie. If he was lying.
So.
I got a pass for him on that until I catch him on some other shit.
And I gave him an out saying that he's a young boy. And these days, all you got to do is curate a playlist.
Right.
And put together your playlist. And you can put whoever you want in there. Just find, put their name in and get their music. And most likely, it's going to be the pop hits that they had that's going to pop up on that list. Yeah. And they're going to, he just starts listening, and maybe he likes these niggas for real. He's like, yeah, that's this. I'm not, this is the shit.
And again, let me repeat, I'm not saying that he doesn't study, and he probably really does like these guys. No question about that. But when an 18-year-old is popping that type of list, I'm not buying that shit, B.
There's a record called, no fucking way,
I'm not buying it.
There's a record called Once Bitten, Twice Shy. That's your ass right now.
You're like, fuck that shit. Fool me once.
Oh, that George Bush shit.
He's on that that Reagan shit, huh?
Oh,
trust,
yeah,
but verify.
So that's what's up, man. So that's what's good. You know, shout to Mr. Corday. I mean, you know.
Yo, you're fucking with our intelligence right now.
you ain't shouting this nigga out. You was just shouting at this nigga.
Oh, boy. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is that we're going to say rest in paradise to a couple of kings that we lost. First of all, rest in paradise to Art Neville, the founder of the Meters and the Neville Brothers. Mm. I'm reading his biography, and because the type of show we do here, it's just too much. I mean, he's the founder of the Meters and the Neville Brothers, and the Meters themselves have been sampled by hundreds of hip-hop acts, so his work means a lot to us. And he passed away at 81 years of age, and we want to say rest in everlasting paradise to you, sir, because we honor you on the Hip Hop Digest. And also, rest to Raz G, the Los Angeles DJ / producer. I'm going to be honest with you, I was not that familiar with his work other than Flying Lotus and Open Mike Eagle. I didn't know any of the work he did with Thundercat. But apparently he was a huge deal in Los Angeles. There's plenty of videos out there, YouTube, if you're not familiar. Like, I wasn't that familiar other than the two artists I named. And I loved the work he did with Flying Lotus. So I'm up on that. But
yeah, I really wasn't up. But my brothers on the other podcast, you know, Felipe's Garage, they definitely put me down on what that man stood for and what he was about, and had much, much love and respect out here, yo.
Indeed, and we on the Hip Hop Digest are going to honor that king, so we say rest in paradise to those two kings. Rest well. Good job done, my brothers. You know what I'm saying, as far as that, and salute, no doubt.
You live forever.
Oh, well, with your music, you will. Yeah. So, no doubt about that. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Beastie Boys' Misunderstood classic, Paula's Boutique. Now, I picked this up out of Yahoo News. Yahoo News, especially when it comes to hip hop, just like most publications, they don't know anything about hip hop, okay? And Yahoo News is particularly guilty of what I like to call gentrifying urban music, rap, and hip hop news.
They're
really guilty of gentrifying that. And the copy goes on to say, Paula's Boutique stands as one of the most densely sampled albums of all time. In fact, 95% of the album is composed of samples. The band spent approximately $250,000 on sample clearances. Now, that's in the late 80s. Of course, if they did it now, it would be several million dollars prohibited to create a record like Paula's Boutique. Now, I like Paula's Boutique for what it was and what it did.
I thought it was called Paul's Boutique.
Is that Paul's Boutique? You know, B, you know me, son. It is Paul. Paul is Paul. My dyslexia is strong in here.
Oh, man.
So I apologize for that. I didn't mean to Jamie Jermaine it, but I did. With all that being said, I like the record okay. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with the record. I mean, I thought the Beastie Boys was on some other shit by just basically just taking every sample they could literally find and stuffing it in that record. Okay. But how Yahoo News tries to frame it, like, again, and I'm very careful with the Beastie Boys because a lot of people try to do that old white rapper shit to them. And they're one of the groups that it doesn't apply to.
It does not.
It does not. Okay. So I got to stop you right there. I'm very careful. But Yahoo News trying to make it seem like they invented some shit. Okay. Now, in my estimation, just doing a quick cursory look at history, there are two albums before that that are probably 95% or better sampled. The first record would be Critical Beatdown, Ultramagnetics, which it was released October 4th, 1988. You listen to Critical Beat, that whole fucking record is samples.
Yeah.
I mean,
all samples.
It's pretty right. much all samples. Okay, and the next record after that would be It Takes a Nation of Millions. 7 months later, June 28th, 1988. Okay, that record.
Fucking Bomb Squad is fucking ridiculous.
I mean, jeez. You talk about a record. And see, these are the things when Yahoo News is doing that pump up Paul's Boutique and Beastie Boys shit. This is where Beastie Boys got the idea from. Records like Critical Beatdown, records like It Takes a Nation of Millions, you know, they still had a lot of relationships over at Def Jam. They know what the fuck was going on in the street. The Boutique record came out July 25th, 1989. So don't give me that shit.
Don't insult my intelligence.
Here we go. Let me write down intelligence. It'll be in the show title.
I'm just saying, yo, this is ridiculous. Again, no disrespect to the Beastie Boys. This is no ill will. I'm very careful with the Beastie Boys, and I defend their honor vigorously up against up against some culture vulture shit, because that they don't. That's not them.
Yeah, they're not culture vultures. No, they were the culture, part of the culture. Excuse me.
No doubt, heavily. So I'm very careful with them, but it's more a Yahoo News. And I noticed in their music section, you know, they always got some fucking 20-something millennial writing this shit. You don't know jack shit, okay? You know what I mean? When you're doing something like that, you gotta know how this shit goes. And I'm just putting fools on notice. That's all I'm doing. Shout out to the Beastie Boys. You know, Ultra Mag and Public Enemy.
Come on, B. You think this nigga knew who the fuck said G was, B?
B, he better find the fuck out.
He had no clue who said G was. He might know who Cool Keith is, but didn't even know he was part of that record.
Well, you know what? That's what we do on the Hip Hop Digest, yo. I'm just here to set the record straight.
That's what we're here for.
So.
Or as Jamie Dupree would say, that's what you're looking for.
No doubt. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is congratulations, A$AP Rocky got released from jail either yesterday or today, something like that, as a recording time.
Did you say congratulations?
Congratulations
no
to him.
Props, B. Yeah.
I'm just saying congratulations to him. He's out of jail. But this isn't the topic. Is actually Dave East says, you know, what happened to A$AP is wrong, but I ain't turning down none of Sweden's money.
Oh,
because the interviewer asked him, are you joining the boycott of Sweden to how they treated Mr. A$AP? And he was like, nah, man. He said, you know, real talk. He got advice for Americans. When you go abroad, don't get into fights, even if you didn't start it. If they offer me the money, I'm going over there and getting it.
Ricola.
That's that's your boy Dave East, you know what I mean?
Dave East says, fuck all the bullshit, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
If they paying, I'm playing.
Yeah, he was on that, yo, free ASAP, but fuck that, I'm going to get that money.
Nigga said, what? Is that a bag they're holding over there?
Oh, man.
So, given that the case again, and, you know, of course, like I said before, ASAP Rocky, who is on record, dissing the movement out of Ferguson, Missouri, and that's why Trump felt safe enough to, you know, have him as far as supporting him. All that being said, and I had brought up a case when we talked about this, and it was bothering me that I couldn't remember the case, but I did actually looked up the case, okay, that happened to this young man while in Europe. And this is a cautionary tale, gentlemen. It was a young gentleman by the name of Bakery Henderson. He was 22 years of age. In the summer of 2017, on the holiday island of, and I'm not going to try and pronounce this name, but apparently is in Western Greece on some of one of their islands. Okay. This young African-American man was in a bar. And according to the female bartender, it told investigators that he posed for a selfie with the young woman. Mr. Henderson, obviously, like I said before, was African-American, okay? And a man standing by said, there are a lot of Serbs in the bar. Why are you talking to this black guy? Okay? The Serb punched Mr. Henderson, okay? Mr. Henderson hit him in the face with a bottle, okay? Security cameras caught a gaggle, 9 white guys kicking and beating the shit out of this brother, okay, in Greece. Ultimately, they killed him, okay? Yes, he was killed in Greece. He didn't do anything, but he was killed by a group of 9 white men. None of them were charged with murder. 6 of them got a crazy lesser sentence. Other 3 were totally released. Okay. Mr. Henderson's parents warned other Americans, and they should have said other African Americans, about allowing their children to visit Greece. Now, this is the type of knowledge that a cat like Dave East would never, and these money niggas and these rap niggas. And that story stuck with me because if you get a chance to see the videotape, I mean, they are whipping the living shit out of this nigga. Now, personally, he's my son. I would have been counseled him. Nigga, this Greece, this Serbia, all these motherfuckers, this Moldavia shit. Nigga, do not go over there.
But if they was Serbs that beat him up, that wasn't Greek people that beat him up.
B, I'm just saying there's a lot of that European nationalist shit.
Okay, I got you on that.
Whether if it's Greece, you know what I'm saying? The same shit that basically happened to ASAP Rocky, a bunch of fucking liquored up Swedish citizens, okay?
He says citizens.
Liquored up, who started this shit, right? Now, ASAP Rocky is landing in jail. And again, I'm not giving him no props because of how, because of his political stance, no doubt. But I'm just saying, it is not good for us to be over there at a high time of this high white nationalism shit. I'm just saying. I'm here to drop the knowledge on shit.
So you think the white nationalism is broader than just these 50 United States?
Oh, hell yeah. Definitely.
Wow.
And that is well chronicled over there. White nationalism is crazy over there. Okay? Ask the Muslim brothers in France who are catching hell just like we are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's 1,000. So, you know.
He said whack 1,000. Fuck whack 100. And I don't mean it like that, whack 100. I'm saying.
But anyway, I'm just dropping the knowledge on cats, yo. You know what I mean? If you want to look up the story for yourself or whatever, you can do so. But again, this whole ASAP Rocky shit got me thinking about that story and how they killed that brother, you know. And I don't understand it myself. The brother felt comfortable enough to want to travel over there. Nah, done. I don't know.
B. Wait till you see this, though. I just got one story to say.
Okay.
Wait till this happens, because it's coming.
All right.
Wait till you see the ASAP Rocky and Trump picture.
Oh.
You know it's going to be right out front.
Well.
Because he's going to be like, I got this young man out of prison.
Well.
He's going to take full 100% credit for that shit.
No doubt.
Because he probably did have something to do with it. But he's going to have him out front, front page, him, his mama, everybody going to be up there with Trump. And look at my African Americans. These are my friends.
Is A$AP Rocky going to make that Steve Harvey face, or is he going to make that Kanye face about Trump?
But he's going to have a
midway between face.
Well, A number one is enough people who got on A$AP Rocky's ass about this shit to begin with, and he's now weighing how he want to run this. Does he run with the Kardashian Corporation and Kanye West advice on this shit? Or does he play the corner where the hustlers be? I mean, he don't know
fuck
what the
fuck.
I'm
just nigga, fuck that.
He's gonna be out here in Beverly Hills getting his motherfucking pedicure, nigga.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck that shit, nigga.
Okay,
Kanye and them niggas, Kardashian them niggas, who know what they doing? They got a stick holding it up with a bag on the end of that motherfucker. Saying, look what we got over here, brother.
Hey, I'm just saying. So, but plenty of guys are susceptible to that. Thank you. Plenty of guys, and ASAP is certainly one of those guys. But real talk, yo, he was on that shit when he dissed that Ferguson shit. You know, talking about he too busy in Europe modeling clothes and shit. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Ferguson is burning. Okay, Baltimore burning. Shit burning. Happening. You know what I mean? And this nigga is like, man, fuck that shit.
He gonna have no choice but to be up on stage with Trump and them niggas smiling. No choice, B. Because they gotta take their credit for this shit.
Grinning for the camera.
You better believe it. He ain't have no choice but to do this shit.
Ain't nobody here but us chickens, boss.
That nigga might break out a buck dance.
Oh my God.
And we'll all be looking at him like the Mau Maus. And what was that movie? That Wayans dude got caught out there with that blackface.
Oh, shit.
Anyway.
Oh, shit. Well, anyway, so, you know, we're back in the saddle again. I wasn't trying to go ham this week, yo.
Oh, but by the way, real quick, we talked about the chain, as we always do, and for a good reason. But I wanted to clarify that story we talked on there, because, you know, we do it's 40. Well, as a recording night, it's 45 Fridays.
Right.
So we all did our thing. And was it DJ Q that put on that?
It was DJ Q who put the In Vogue on. So I thought, didn't we do that at the beginning of the show? Are you bugging?
Nah, no. That was pregame.
That was pregame. Okay.
Yeah, you old.
I admit that. No doubt, I admit that. So basically, for those of you who don't know about the Inside Baseball, it was a cryptic message. DJ Q played In Vogue record. What's the name of that fucking record?
Hold on.
Very good. So he played Hold On, and I'm like, damn, that record has memories for me at the time that me and E Color was doing somebody's wedding, and the 12-inch record did not have the long intro. Okay, this woman wanted to hear the long intro. I'm like, it's not on the record. She was like, we mean it ain't on the record. What the fuck kind of DJ are you? So I didn't really say anything. I just started unplugging shit. Because at that point,
yes,
I figured I might as well just go home. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm good. You know?
Shit.
You
can get I'm hoping him. That bitch like, but. It's all fucked up now. It's my man. My man was in the army. Me and King Killer doing his fucking, with the reception, just having a good old time, and that lady kept buzzing around, asking for hammer and shit, and we wasn't that kind of DJ. We just kind of shoo her away. Shoo, right? But when she said that shit, what kind of fucking DJ are you to... This nigga didn't say a word. He just started reaching for cords, unplugging shit. And I'm like, B, relax, yo. So I had to go get my man and be like, yo, advise her to stay away from the booth, yo, or your party is over. I'm telling you.
So shout out to DJ Q. That's what that whole thing was on the text chain for those of you. So let me say it once again, y'all. I know we pumping this text chain heavy because really that's where all the action is. People who listening to this show, you want that type of action, you know what you got to do. So
you better be handy on your mute button though, goddamn it. Some days.
Yeah, no
oh,
doubt.
Hell yeah. And make sure you put in silence on the notification.
Right, yes.
Because your
right.
phone will be going off every fucking 2 seconds.
Right. No doubt. So let's go ahead and do the right thing. It's Kerr G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week we got Sway Boogie and Steve B doing it, Hard Love. That's Sway Boogie and Steve B doing it, Hard Love. And then we got Water Sunday Breakfast. That's Water Sunday Breakfast. And the instrumental joint is King I Divine Sunset Royal. That's King I Divine Sunset Royal.
All right. That's what's good. Yo.
Breaking news.
What's that? What's that? What's that?
Somebody put something on here on the text chain, as a matter of fact, that DJ Spinderella lawsuits against Salt and Pepper move to meditation or mediation. I'm about to say meditation. See where my brain is? I'll be meditating, my brother. I can't read like you sometimes, but anyway, it says DJ Spinderella lawsuit against Salt and Pepper moved to mediation.
Okay.
Well, that means the judge said this shit ain't worthy of my time and yep. effort to even listen to this shit.
Fix
this shit yourself and get yep. the fuck out of my face.
Yep.
So she gonna get some money then?
Maybe. Them other two playing hardball.
Yeah, but in mediation, yo.
That means
you gotta work.
You gotta go back, and then you don't want to see the judge again. Because he can be like, y'all motherfuckers can't work this shit out. Don't make me have to do something.
Right. So.
Well, there's some breaking news for you. We'll see what happens.
All right.
I'm on the side of Spinderella. I ain't gonna lie.
Me too.
Me too. No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. So. All right. So we'll do it again when we do it, right?
You know.
We'll do it again.
Okay.
I mean, we've been doing it for a whole bunch of years.
Peace.
One.
I come down here and I talk to you personally, and all you can do is embarrass
me. Motherfucker. Yeah.
You think I settle less all of a sudden because you got big ideas?
Fuck out of here, man.
Is that what you think? I'm much more.
Why? Yo, respect outlaws, I put laws out. Accept house calls from fam behind the wall house. Let them all out. I crack heads, glass jaw mouth. What is y'all about? I doubt y'all. I never fell off, I had fallouts. Right or wrong, I'm alright. Tan dope, all white. I lose friends, you lost sight. Bought guns, you bought Nikes, the difference. They slandered my name in the news clippings. Slid new clips and Taurus's after spinning. The horseplay's enough. 4K's enough, nigga, that's gourmet deluxe. My forte is flush, yeah. You get the horns as soon as you piss the bull off. Right over his eyes, I pull the wool off, Lord. He gon' do it, I ain't enabling. He barking his paper thin. The game ain't for him, play to win. Yeah, that's the only way. My youngies sell the bags, now I only wait.
I need it all, 100G in the wall. We don't kick it, Kieto, we keep it thorough. Need a knee alone, and a key of all. Youngins jump off the porch and play leapfrog. Need a recall, fiends free fall. Total recall, barely sleep at all. Yo, semis, autos, I need autos. Heaters, hollows, Beamers, Pilatos. Divas and models on the dick, mob with the click. Assalamu alaikum, stop slide with the blick. Blitz. Ratchet bitches sniffing at the rich. Rich holographic scales on the fist. Permanent bliss with the wrist though. All we know is get though and get low. All we know is get though and get low.
The Section 8 living make a nigga want his wrist glistening. Inspire me with Chevy cop the roadie. Rosé pissing, big bottle pippin'. My little goon rock the Scotty Pippins. Uncle Rocky from Kitchen Creek. I was raised by big dogs and pros, and I fuck with my amigos. Over the border with the free throws. Trump can't D those. Crossing niggas like them D Rose. He just wanna be me. I know you hate niggas see me. The soft seats in the AMG. Major bitch weak in the knees like SWV. The flares was big.
shit. When I back back, spray your shit with your fat cat. Let the Thoviac attract respect the law like you supposed to. You don't want the news to poach you. Your mama shouldn't have to go through that. The streets should've told you that. My uncle smoking crack in my granny basement, and my mama sold it to him. Pops with the fork in the pot, like I'ma show you how to do him when he cook it with her. He pull up in that cocaine white Jeep. Sure, that's no beast of fiends. We ain't asking for handouts, we taking them. Outlaws on the rise, nigga. Put them burners in the sky, nigga. See the pain in my eyes, nigga. We natural born killers.
You may have the wisdom of the ages, but I see your strategy and I block it. My brain is vibrant, whilst yours is mummified.
Yeah, snake skin bucket, Nantucket nectar's perfected, that's corn. Patrol for born selectors, Sepsinize and Tetris to avoid your blocks and weapons. And mass cell sabotage that destroyed your efforts. But I have to share my life for this buried treasure. Aquarius only a season measure. A waterfall for the season pleasure, niggas need some pollen. Be one more healer, some got disease in common. Some lost to the light and burning degrees, mirages. But my words is like the cool breath, refreshing breeze, homages. Sort of like a whisper to get you to turn the chandelier your blinders. When I'm riding waves of currency to timeless, emergently reminders converge. Ain't gotta speak a lot word, but the speed of ripple, see the vibers return. With genocide in your mind, so we learn. You gotta keep the loving and hold matter concerns. Oh, why we live in this world? All one in it together recur. The spiral earl from a swirl, it's like the mix of pearl. Told in the Chinese. Here with the pig, a dragon stir. Peace in the fox, with his fixes, my twigs and razor burn. Hey yo, a group whose titles hard to earn. It's like my left hand path into the car turn. 180 razor humbly with the worms, praise a Monday. Presence, creator, essence, hit a treasure, cure me. My two senses, love is power. Standing next to the water, burning nickels in the shower. Pull a card of hope, it ain't the tower. But if it's stolen from rubble, I build it to a mountain. A treasure hour. Stretch it out. My heart marks the spot, my whole map will drop. The blood that flows to my fingers reveals the seals that pop. The sound that came with a shock, the moon was red and hot. It's not the drip from my nose, wipe on the clothes, cop. My vision crop, and friends kaleidoscope a lot. They just looking now, where they reverse a slice of pie. Come give me a shout, steadily grateful for rare clout. Vamping for more treasures than the days can count. Setting sun, should calm a silhouette until it's done. Then the night come, you need your mailbox for some. Keep your mind fresh to show adults how to stay young. Overcome a lump, a shot of rum for once to come, you're where you're from. But an ancient vibe, the one that's yet to come. Now in the slum, around the world, we shield our tongue between the drum. Marama's universal love, the power of which you're healing all your drug, depending how it's done. My two senses, love is power. Standing next to the water, burning nickels in the shower. Pull a card of hope, it ain't the tower. But if it's stolen from rubble, I build it to a mountain. A treasured hour.
Loyalty and trust. Loyalty and trust.
It started off with a joke. They want the product, but they not trying to push. Pay for some sour, but they charge them for the kush. Came on still, I was smart enough to look. I know it's business, never personal. My head has done circled you before we even work with you. I keep my eyes to the stars, providing all these bars for when you hop in your car. Feel it in the air when you go vibe at the bar. Flow so raw, numb the side of your jar. Packed out clubs, max out snubs. Dealers love because I'm speaking facts about drugs. I done broke day so I can cash out plugs. Yeah, they fucking hate me, but they ask about us. I'm performing like a vet now, on set. I'm just trying to lock my breath down. No stress, just blessings on my neck out. Red towel, little prayer, cause the bread foul. Sold out show.
shows, merch all gone. Even popping overseas, verse so strong. 38 and flea, you need a long 38. When I turn a Delgado bottle, all 30 weight. Kilo to a ball, yeah, we serving all great. No matter how the shit fall, Lord, it's perfect on your plate. Ah. No matter how the shit fall, Lord, it's perfect on your plate. Yeah. No matter, huh, it's perfect on your plate.
Hey, yeah. These niggas change in the court of law. Destroy they dogs. Some niggas that join the force to avoid a charge. I'm just trying to get my point across. I was young, appointed boss when I got my first joint assault. Enough work to employ us all. If he run off, he gambling with his life and that boy is lost. Huh, he really can't afford the cost. Come face your death, you gotta place a bet for the coin is tossed. Huh, this money got me aging good. An independent nigga, doing anything that the major could. A cracked glass, table wood, I sit and chop a half, then I take over the neighborhood. You got guns, you afraid to pull. I'm shining diamonds, hitting the ring like a raging bull. Robberies got me paid in full. It's hard to recognize a wolf when he wearing clothes made of wool. Trust.
Desolate dreams, desert eagle squeeze, mutilate bodies I bleed, and keep the bezel clean, bitch fuck anything green, you know how many niggas went and touch Oprah, but I love that bum bitch with a fatty and a soda, just weighing differences, what love mean to you, I play the glitch, cop the four nigga lust, you spark a wonderlust, I never seen you round no women, hoes kissing on the coastline slime. That's called living, slow drifting on the coastline. PCH district, gun clicking if you test mine. That's on my super drive, I suit and tie all them niggas you grew up with, My super drive look like a sun kiss,
Come on,
Sway bro. My super drive look like a sun kiss,
Sway bro, 300 down.
I suit and tie all them niggas you grew up with. Give me more. My super dry look like a sun kiss. Let's go. This wave law 3 down. Your bitch knees bad. While you was killing niggas in your freestyle. She was walking around my crib with her ass out. Some titties bouncing. Looking like Pam Lee in 2000. You looking like the screws lounging. Money could buy you a bitch. It can't make a squirt. She float cause her pussy don't hurt. I come through real, real late. Dirty work. Fresh puss on a night shift. Tight grip, she deserve a tip. Imagine her hips. Tangerine lips. Taste like a sun kiss. Sway blow 300 down. My super dry look like a sun kiss.
Come on, winners.
My super dry look like a sun kiss. It's a different wave, bro. My super dry look like a sun kiss.
It's a different wave, bro.
It's all winners. Super try look like a circus. We brought hoes out, brought niggas, it's the winners. We brought hoes out, brought niggas, it's the winners. We brought hoes out. You know what I'm saying? So wave law, you have to be around more women, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I have to see you around women. If I don't see you around women, she's wild.
A nigga
run shit like track meets. When blacks meet in the back streets, my gat greets niggas that don't recognize my rap sheet. The facts beat, the ruck rings like the weather. Plus rock make cops still blocks down like heather. Niggas better be ahead of me, tryna flow steadily. Ain't even know my pedigree. That's my word, bitch ass niggas is heard. Cause half of the time, half of they rhymes are absurd. I serve justice, must this be the answer? For my gun to click, terminal like cancer. And the answer, rock and rock for without. Now how the fuck did you come up with that style? Sing songs with six packs, that's when I smoke seven. Sacks of cess make ruck bust caps at the reverend. So chill chicken, for I choose to chastise bruise, batter been baptized. Bitches and bums with blood from black eyes when I slap guys.
Send that guy to rock this monster. Stomp your split them in half, divide and conquer. I want ya
to test the irrational inflicts. The rock pounds the ground while ruck shakes the
wrist. The rock slide, I'm crushing your pride by surprise. It be the bummy jazz and the vote the fat five. It's remarkable, like the little rascals. If I'm being polite, I'm scheming like Eddie Haskell's. Don't let me catch you when have to bring the wrath through. Don't ask, fool. Sure, I'll sell you a new ass crap. And if you think a nigga's cocky, I dare any ten of you to come and try to stop me. Rock me a champion soldier, fold you like coffee. Tell him wipe your mouth and your bitch back up off me. Move on, please. Cause Frost, he and Dutch might provoke the cops or choke your pops if we smoke a lot.
When I flow like the Nile River, that's when I deliver. Enough slugs to your chest, making your whole body shiver. Niggas wonder why the irrational guard rock be flipping. Like I was Barry Loretton with nines that be wetting. Hill section, when niggas step in my arena, bound to see a nigga like rock, buckshots and catch misdemeanors. I'm similar to none, son, that be my steed. So flee for your fucking face, double jeopardy.
All praise me. Rock, I rule in hip-hop, fools will get dropped if I'm got the balls to stand when I'm licking shots. If not, I got the bright red dot station on top of the fofo to blow your fucking face in. Jason ain't half as scary as the Derriere kicker. Mr. Flipster, there he is, too late, I hit ya. If you don't think I make your block acre, next time I come through with the beat, yo, Joe, that I break a snaker, get skinned in the wind. Shame my boot camp name and rock must have been burn your bitch ass with 10 nails in my military jail. Make all that diesel shit you pop and turn frail. But like Iron, I pump sled into your body. Punk or I pump pellets if I got my pump shoddy. Why these cats always asking for shit them not want? Get your shit bumpy, triple for months and don't front fucking punk.
We don't give a fuck.